San Nicolas de los Arroyos is located in the Buenos Aires province of Argentina. On September 25, 1983, the Virgin Mary began appearing to Miss Gladys Corioga de Mota in her room while she was praying the rosary. Gladys is a simple woman, wife, and mother of two daughters. Never before had she ever experienced anything similar. Gladys received more than 1,800 messages from the 13th of October, 1983, to the 11th of February, 1990, both from Mary and Jesus. Here are just a few of those messages. Quoting the Virgin Mary, God's warning is all over the world. Those who stay in the Lord have nothing to fear, but those who deny what comes from Him do. Two-thirds of the world is lost, in danger of rejecting God in heaven. The other part must pray and make reparations for the Lord to take pity. The devil wants to have full dominion over the earth. He wants to destroy. The earth is in great danger. Yesterday in Lourdes, today here. The mother always looking after her children. Prayer, fasting, penance, and above all conversion she expects from them. The souls will be saved if they get close to the Lord, if they welcome the Lord. Peace is lacking in many souls. Look for the peace and you will find God. My daughter, as previously in Fatima, today my visits are renewed on earth. They are more frequent and more prolonged because humanity is passing through very dramatic times. Has man not understood that he must be uniquely at God's service? If he resists, his soul is going to perish. In all the places of the world where my messages have been given, it would seem as if it was preached in cemeteries. The response was not what the Lord expected. The demon acts ferociously. Do not be astonished. He attacks without compassion, surrounding everything that he can touch. Pray, my children. Prayer fortifies. You are called by Jesus Christ to pray. The prince of evil spills today his poison with all his force because he sees that he is concluding his sad reign. He has very little time left. His end is near. Oh, my poor children, few of you are those that are deep in Christ, and many of you are highly eroded by sin. It is, in fact, this time, a precious time that does not have to be wasted, but be taken advantage of. The Redeemer is offering to the world the way to face the death that is Satan. He is offering as he did on the cross. His mother, mediatrix of all grace. Today the world is confused, very confused. Evil appears to be the only solution. Mankind is being led by Satan to the deepest depths of the abyss, to the total condemnation of the soul. Fortunate are those that want to see clear in their hearts. Fortunate those that stop to meditate. Fortunate those that are led by the Mother. Glory be to the Eternal One. In these times of great confusion and so little light in the souls, my purest light will be the one that guides you in the middle of such darkness. I will help you to overcome all uncertainty. This mother will make your encounter with the Son possible. For this it is necessary to become small and to give in to my heart. In these times in which the poison of the evil one seems to contaminate everything, the Lord becomes evident for the salvation of souls. The enemy is defying me very ruthlessly and is openly tempting my children. It is a fight between the light and the darkness. It is a constant persecution of my dear church. The Holy Rosary is the most feared weapon of the enemy. It is also the refuge for those seeking relief and is also the door to enter my heart. I want to heal my children of the disease of materialism that many suffer. I want to help them discover Christ, to love Christ, and to say to them that Christ prevails above all. All of you are part of the mystical body that is the Church, of which Christ is the head. On earth, the vicar of my Son is the person responsible for that body to be standing, and for that reason you must follow your Pope, following his education, that is, really the education of Christ. My Son's will be done. The most intense light of Christ will resurge, just as at Calvary and the crucifixion death came, then the resurrection. Also the Church will resurge again by the force of love. The Lord wants all to enjoy His kingdom. To those that are remote, I say to them, approach Jesus Christ. He is within the reach of your hand. The Lord is revealing to you by means of the messages of the sacred scriptures what is expected from men. Do not close the door to Him. Commit to Jesus as He has committed to us. Pray for the Holy Church. My heart is hurt because it is attacked frequently. Day to day, its light dims. As Mother of the Church, I suffer the most exhausting pain. My sufferings are united to those of the Pope, because his pain is my pain. Every time Jesus Christ is offended, it feels that my heart is struck repeatedly. Jesus is alive in the Eucharist. It is his true body and blood. Adore and love him. My children, it is in the Eucharist where you can feel how he gives himself to you. It is in the Eucharist where he returns to us body and blood. And it is through the Eucharist that he wants to save the souls prepared to receive him. Make known what I give you. Atheism is flooding the nations. Absence of God is everywhere. It is why the word of the Lord must be listened to and not be despised. The action of his word will do much if the heart is open. It is not possible to be alive without making a daily prayer to our Father in heaven. You see this crown? Because this is what I want you to do. Offer me a true crown of rosaries. Pray, my daughter, pray. How many mouths still remain shut without at least knowing a prayer that approaches them to the Lord? My daughter, at this time there is an extreme need of prayer. The Holy Rosary will be heard by the Lord this day as if coming from my voice. The prayer is my request and is directed to all mankind. The prayer must come from a willing heart, must also be made frequently and be done with love. It must never be left aside, since the mother wants that by her the children arrive to God and with which the enemy is defeated. Speak to my children to request humility from them. I request humility from you, because in humility you will be pleasing to the eyes of God. I request humility from you because the Lord wants the humble ones and rejects the magnificent ones. Follow the example of Jesus Christ. The glories are all his. Dear daughter, for many I have disappeared in the cross where Jesus gave his life. It was there that my maternity began to grow, and my motherly love extended toward all men by the will of my Son. Today, with more force, I am fortifying the uncertain ones, returning purity to the impure and righteousness to the unjust. Many are the children who know and venerate the mother. Many more are those who do not know her. Today it is time to listen to her and to know her, because the one that despises her despises Christ and is hurting himself. Nobody has doubts. Love does not have misfortune. The one that loves Christ also loves his mother. Praise be the Lord, that all may know my message. At this present time, all mankind is hanging by a thread. If that thread is broken, many will be those that do not have salvation. For that reason, I call you to reflection. We are running out of time. There will be no place for latecomers. The Lord wants all to enjoy his kingdom. To those that are remote, I say to them, approach. Jesus Christ is within the reach of your hand. The coming of the Lord is imminent. And as they say in the scriptures, nobody knows the day or the hour, but it will be. And certainly for that hour, the soul of the Christian must be prepared. Even the stones will know him. The Virgin instructed Gladys to have a medal struck with the invocation of Mary of the Rosary of St. Nicholas, and on the reverse, the Most Holy Trinity with seven stars. She says, my daughter, the meaning of the seven stars is seven graces that my Son Jesus Christ will grant to whoever has it on his chest. Praise be the Lord. Messages from Jesus. Glorious days await you. Rejoice in me, my beloved children. The creatures must come to me, because only with me the souls will live forever. My mother is the one that will prevent them from drifting aimlessly, the one that will cause them to come directly to me. Today I warn the world. The world is not aware. Souls are in danger. Many are lost. Few will find salvation unless they accept me as their Savior. My mother must be accepted. My mother must be heard in the totality of her messages. The world must discover the richness which she brings to Christians. The children of sin will grow up in sin if their unbelief increases. I want a renewal of the spirit, a detachment from death, an attachment to life. I have chosen the heart of my mother so that what I ask will be achieved. Souls will come to me through the means of her immaculate heart. Previously, the world was saved through Noah's Ark. Today, the Ark is my mother. By means of her, souls will be saved because it will bring them towards me. Whoever rejects my mother rejects me. Many are ignoring the graces of God these days. You must go and evangelize. Wherever you are, evangelize your brothers who know nothing about the Word of God. Do not forget, evangelize. Some final thoughts. This is the newest apparition to be approved. It was approved just a few years ago, actually, and it's one of the more recent ones, started in the 80s, going through the 90s. The fact that they began on October 13th clearly points to Fatima. And I'm going to make a video on Fatima, but Fatima is really the most important apparition, and so I don't want to just kind of rush through it, so I'm kind of taking my time with it. but it'll be coming out soon. There really isn't a whole lot that's prophetic here. In other words, not this is going to happen and this is going to happen. At least not the messages that I could find. And I mean, there's over 1,800 messages, and these are just a few of them. So there may be some. And there's not a lot of information out there on these messages that is readily available. You can buy books and read them, but I didn't do that. And the translation's really difficult, so I had to go through and kind of change some of the wording around, and even then it was still kind of, you know, weird or whatever. So but that being said, the message is pretty clear. The world is going into a bad place. It's going to get even worse from, you know, in this time, the 1980s and 90s, and that Mary is the way out of this. This is very consistent with all the other messages, but Jesus makes it even more clear and more pointed. If you do not accept my mother, you do not accept me. If you hate my mother, you hate me. So this is a warning to a lot of what would be Protestants who really reject Mary and go, oh, you Catholics said that about Mary. This is God's will. God has chosen his mother, his mother's heart, to save humanity. The way to Jesus is through Mary's heart. No Mary, no Jesus. And pray the rosary. All of her apparitions over the last several hundred years, she says, pray the rosary. This is how you serve me. This is how you are my child. This is what pleases me. This is what will get things rolling. This is what will solve the problem, is pray the rosary. If you're a Catholic and you're not praying the rosary, you're not doing your part. Until my next video, God bless.